You have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Coordinator. While the overall objective of the total elimination of nuclear weapons was agreed upon a long time ago, the controversies surrounding the Fissile Material Cutoff Treaty and FMCT could be viewed as a direct result of the prevailing lack of trust at two different levels. The first is the lack of trust between non-nuclear weapon states and nuclear weapon states due to the lack of any tangible progress on implementing the relevant nuclear disarmament obligations and commitments and failing to achieve the universality of the NPT. The second is the lack of trust among the nuclear weapon states themselves and their continued reliance on nuclear weapons in their military doctrines and security policies as part of their quest for geopolitical dominance, in the disregard of the fact that the ever-rising tensions at the global and regional levels make it obvious that nuclear deterrence does not bring security to any single state, while our collective global security continues to severely deteriorate. This is why the discourse on FMCT must be accurately framed to have a proper understanding of the problem and find the right solutions for it. If an FMCT is not unambiguously linked to an explicit obligation to prohibit and eliminate nuclear weapons themselves in a verifiable and irreversible manner, it will only be viewed as another partial and discriminatory non-proliferation measure that entrenches the misperception that the indefinite extension of the Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons, the NPT, was a tacit approval for the indefinite possession of nuclear weapons. The proposal for an FMCT is also linked to the so-called step-by-step approach towards nuclear disarmament, which has proved to be futile thus far, especially after the entry into force of new multilateral treaty that imposes a comprehensive prohibition on nuclear weapons. We have agreed since the year of 2000 on a package that included reference to the necessity of negotiations in the Conference on Disarmament on a non-discriminatory, multilateral, and internationally and effectively verifiable treaty banning the production of fissile material for nuclear weapons, taking into consideration both nuclear disarmament and nuclear non-proliferation objectives, end of quote. Nevertheless, the proponents of all the relevant proposals that have been put forward since that time strongly reject including the existing stockpiles of fissile material in the scope of the negotiations, which implies that the envisaged treaty will be abused as another tool to justify the continued possession of nuclear weapons. Such a treaty will be discriminatory and will totally disregard the nuclear disarmament objectives in contravention of the terms of said agreements. Moreover, the same outcomes agreed at the NPT Review Conference in 2000 and 2010 contained clear commitments by the nuclear weapon states to place fissile material designated as no longer required for military purposes under IAEA verification, to ensure that such material remains permanently outside military programs. These constructive commitments, among others, have not been honored for more than 24 years. Furthermore, the proponents of an FMCT express a puzzling opposition to any role for the IAEA in verifying the envisaged treaty. Mr. Coordinator, preserving the credibility and relevance of nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation regime requires going back to the basics and focusing on actual implementation of the obligations and commitment that we agreed over the years in the SSOD-1, in the NPT Review of Indefinite and Extension Conference of 95, 2000, and 2010. This cannot be achieved without a set of meaningful, actionable measures towards nuclear disarmament, achieving the universality of the NPT, and fulfilling the long-standing agreed commitments regarding the establishment of a zone free of nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction in the Middle East. The rapid negative developments at global level necessitates intensified efforts towards bringing a meaningful nuclear disarmament back to the forefront of the international agenda. For the first time in decades, the potential use of nuclear weapons has re-emerged as an actual possibility. Moreover, plans for further nuclear sharing and extended nuclear deterrence arrangements have been put into action. Failure to take a tangible collective action towards addressing these threats, including through vigorously and faithfully implementing the relevant agreed obligations and commitments without further delay, could lead to unprecedented catastrophic consequences. Banning fissile material for nuclear weapon purposes is a logical measure for achieving the total elimination of nuclear weapons. Nevertheless, for a treaty on this topic to be balanced, effective, and credible, its scope must incorporate the existing stockpiles and not just cut off future production, especially taking into account that the existing stockpiles are more than sufficient to produce new nuclear weapons in numbers that will exceed the existing arsenals. The demands by the overwhelming majority of non-nuclear weapon states on the scope and verifiability of the envisaged FMCT are quite logical and legitimate. Without satisfying these conditions, the envisaged treaty will only be viewed as another discriminatory non-proliferation measure than a credible disarmament instrument. Unilateral, unverifiable moratoriums on the production of fissile material would not satisfy the necessary level of confidence and predictability that we all need in today's troubled and complex geopolitical context. A meaningful treaty on fissile material is a step that has already been agreed upon and that could contribute to the desired progress if it is a truly non-discriminatory, multilateral, and verifiable nuclear disarmament instrument. Thank you, Mr. Coordinator.